Okay, so we'll move this way. So we left off on Wednesday. We were discussing the Shita Sarambam, which was very unclear as to when exactly this Bali Rovai Masse start. We know a little bit about Tashbisu. I mean, it's hard to say we know a lot about Tashbisu. We know that it has something to do with Chatzos, but we really don't know when Bali Rovai Masse kicks in. So our initial reaction was it kicks in at night, as the Torah says, Shivas Yomim Tzolim Tzepatechim, when the halachic day of Tesvav Nisan begins, of course, at night. Nevertheless, the Rambam seemed to indicate not that way. Rashi for sure said not that way, and the Rambam seemed to indicate that way as well. If you take a look back at the six of the Rambam Kabbalah for a moment, so the Rambam said, Lefikach im lo bito kodem sheish, if a person didn't do bitul chametz before chatzos, and after 6 hours he finds chametz, shaya daito alav, he wants this chametz, vaya balibo, b'shacha b'shasabi, forgot to burn it, lo biro. So the Rambam says, "Hareza of Rav Alei Rav Alei Matzvi." So he is over by Rav Alei Matzvi. So the simple reading of the Rambam is that he is over by Rav Alei Matzvi immediately. The Rambam is describing the person who, again, in the world deraisa of Chatzos, mid the Rabbanon, you have to get rid of your chametz before that, but mid the deraisa, Ach teaches of El Chatzos. So the minute the Chatzos passes, and he wasn't mevatel, and he wasn't mevaer, he is now subject to by Ravei Matzei. So the simple reading of the Rambam is that when the Torah is mechadish to us, the Tashbisu applies in Chatzos, part of the picture, they go hand in hand. Tashbisu, Ravei Matzei, it's all the same thing. By Ravei Matzei goes, starts at Chatzos as well. So the Ravid for sure understood that pshat in the Rambam. If you take a look at the sixth of Rambam, it's the Sagas of Ravid. Omer Avram, Ulai Sever Zeh Mechaber, so perhaps the Rambam's opinion is that after 6 hours you're over by Rav Matzei. The Einakay says the Ravid, if that's what the Rambam thought, it's wrong. The Shivas Yom Ksiv, Pasan Chumash, the sixth Pash, the Chumash here this morning. The Ravid says, open up the Chumash. The Torah says in Pashas Bel, Shivas Yom, so all of it's here. Batechem, Leirol Lachal Chabetz, Shivas Yom, Shivas Yom Ksiv. Shibis Yom doesn't mean seven, doesn't equal seven and a half. And therefore the Ravid says that what happened to Chatzos happened vis-a-vis Tashbisu, but Bar Ravei Matzei does not begin until afterwards. So there's one word that I have about the Ravid that I don't understand. The one word was Ulai. The Ravid writes, Ulai Sobaz Havachavim. Maybe, perhaps, the Rambam's opinion is this. Perhaps the Rambam's opinion is this. I wouldn't say perhaps the Rambam's opinion is this. I would say the Rambam's opinion is this. It's exactly what the Rambam's saying. The Rambam says, Pemoli. The Rambam says, if you goofed and you missed Chatzos, to raise the Aiva, what's the latest of something? What was the Rabbi not sure about? So, Lechai, what the Rabbi wasn't sure about is, as the Magid Mishnah points out, there is another way to read the Rambam. Let's go back to the Rambam and read it again. We'll read it to a slightly different set of eyes. So, the Rambam writes that the sixth of the Rambam comes. Figure him lo bita kodem sheish. When sheish also malam at chametz, so he didn't do bittel. He finds chametz. Shaya daito love at chametz that he wants. I believe of a shachem shas. We forgot to do bittel. For lo biro and he didn't do biur. Harei ze avrav loy rav loy matzei. He was over bal yirav loy matzei. What's missing in the Rambam? The Rambam does not say he immediately violates bal yirav loy matzei. The Rambam simply says he is a candidate for by Rav Matzei. He is a kind of a guy, he has a kind of a chametz, that one can conceivably violate Bali Rav Matzei. When is that going to happen? So open up Pashas Bel, finish being Mava Sedra this morning, and you'll see. Shivas Yom, Sol, B'tei Batechem. So the Rambam never said black on white that you're over by Rav Matzei at Chatzos. The Rambam didn't say right then and there you're subject to the violation of by Rav Matzei. All the Rambam said is that if you didn't do what you were supposed to do, so then when the clock strikes, not Chatzos, when the sun sets tonight, 6 o'clock tonight, then you will be over by Ravei Motzei. So what could finagle, what could read around the Rambam a little bit differently? That's what the Mishnah suggests. And maybe that was the nuance of the latest of Sofok, where the Rabbi writes, Ulai Sobazem Chaber, maybe that's what he meant. Why would one give almost like a push shot in the Rambam? It's a little bit of a dochok loshen in the Rambam, almost like 6 hours missing, like a little bit of a delay mechanism in the Rambam. Why would one believe that maybe that is the correct shot in the Rambam? So So first of all, there's a pasuk in Chumash that the Ravid is kasha, shivas yom tziv. But there's something more to it than that. The Magid Mishnah already points out that if you take a look at the seventh of the Marmakomos, so there is a comment of the Rambam, where the Rambam is introducing the mitzvah at the beginning of every chelak of halachos. So the Rambam has his akdam, has a one-liner where he tells you what the mitzvahs are going to be that he's going to discuss in the following parakim, and he gives you a tamtzis, gives you a very, very quick synonymous, a synopsis of each of the mitzvahs. So here in the seventh of the Marmakomos, the akdamas haRambam lechos chametz u'matzah. So the Rambam quotes two mitzvahs that he's going to discuss that are going to appear in the halachas to follow. And this is how the Rambam defines by Rav Matzi. In the seventh of the Rambam comes, these are the Rambam's own words. Shelo yiroya chametz kol shiva, shelo yimotze chametz kol shiva. The Rambam, in defining the mitzvah, the Rambam's trying to give you five words to describe the mitzvah by Rav Matzi. He doesn't want to talk too much, because he's about to write a whole Sefer Mishnah Torah, which he's going to discuss, the Arichos, by Rav Matzi. He wants to give you literally a heading, a koteret, just a mash, a tibun ayam of the mitzvah. So he writes, Shlo yiro chametz kol shiva. The Rambam felt the necessity to put in when by Rav Matzi is. So you can't just say Shlo yiro chametz. Shlo yiro chametz means I can't have chametz on Shavuot, can't have chametz on Chanukah. Obviously, means kol shiva. He has to define for you as part of the definition of the mitzvah when this mana mitzvah. He has to give you the parameters of this mana mitzvah. The parameters of this mana mitzvah is kol shiva, 7 days. The Rambam doesn't say Shlo yiro chametz mechatzos aner Pesach ad sof haPesach. He deliberately left out that added half day of Bayrove Motze. So the Magid Mishnah says, it's from this Lashon HaRambam in the Koteret, in the introduction to the mitzvahs, that leads us to believe that the alternate Pshat in the Rambam is probably the correct one. When the Rambam says, Arei Zeh Ava Bayrove Motze, he didn't really mean it. He meant, Mikan Lahava. If one doesn't want to go down that route, if one wants to keep the simple reason, it's almost like a stira of Diyukim. It's not clear what the Rambam is. In Mishnah Torah itself, it sounds like it's a chatzos. In the introduction, it sounds like it's the evening. So you have to touch up one of the two. So if you really believe, like the Ravid thought probably the Rambam held, that it's 7.5 days, even though the Ravid personally disagreed. So what did the Rambam have in mind? Why, when the Rambam introduces the mitzvah, does he introduce it almost in a, not only in a vague, almost in a misleading way, by calling a shlei rosh, chametz kol shiva? Even for Askar, if you really believe that it's 7.5, so say it in the introduction. So the Rebbe Yehuda has a fascinating insight into the Shittas HaRambam. The Rebbe Yehuda says that this is part of a general theory of the Rambam that goes back to his introduction to Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam has an interesting way of, it's always a question of terminology, of nuances, of describing differences in halacha between things that are absolute, outright ish b'pi'ish and Moshe Rabbeinu, and things that are derived from drushes, from psukim, from ribuyim, from kavachemis, etc. Now, in no shape or form does the Rambam ever mean to say that there is any less of a significance to dinim that are derived from drushes and kavachemis and mamatzinas, etc. The Rambam, in very, very, very clear, uncertain terms, in the end of Mishnah Torah, in Hilchos Ba'amim, writes that a person who violates the didim that Chazal derived from Sukkim and Drushas, comes a Zuchim Mamri, Chayev Misa for that. So the Rambam in no shape or form meant to say that we don't have to observe 99% of Mishnah Torah is based on the Tarshim HaPeh that developed all these different didim, Kavachemis, Bematzinas, Drushas, Svaras, etc. But Avraham Michaed, the Rambam in his Avdamah the Sefer Mitzvahs points out that when we're dealing with the particular topic at Allah called Minyan HaMitzvahs, so we have to be very, very careful what does make the list of 613 and what doesn't. Apparently, everybody has to get to the magic number 613. That's the Gemara Maseches Machos. The Gemara says, Tarei Mitzvahs Nemar L'Moshe B'Sinai. It's Lashon HaGemara. So it's interesting, the Ramban, in his Akdamah, the Sefer Mitzvahs, raises the question whether, this may sound like almost clear, except the Ramban said, does everybody agree to that number, 613? Is that like absolute? That's like we have a Messiah, Ishma Piyisha, Moshe Rabbeinu. There are 613 mitzvahs that were given to Moshe B'Sinai. Or is that an interesting drasha that one Amora had? And it could be that others would disagree. It could be that there is no magic. No, but say, can you imagine? 613 Torah. Avenue tapes would disappear. Taya, it makes them in love and guide, even tying with the Shamarti, all the sudden. Can you imagine? 613 t-shirts. Imagine, tell somebody. Oh, I don't think they would call you a kaifer. The Ramban says he's not 100% convinced that there's an absolute chayk v'layav of magic in number 613. All the Mar Chazal that say it, don't get me wrong, Gemara Zemachis, there are Chazal that say it, and the Ramban says he's not sure whether that was goof a part of the Mesirah, that there is this magic number 16, or just a number that many Tanoi and Amaroi made a cheshbon, the count of it, oh by golly, yeah, we got 613. So he's not sure whether we started with the number 613 and now we have to figure out which they are, or we counted mitzvahs and then in the end, by golly, we ended up, we got to number 613. You know, it's like the story, like the Dubna Magid. So they asked the Dubna Magid, you know, Hachem, he always has a great mushel. He has a great mushel. Everything he's got a Gevaldik mushel for. So he said, I'll give you a mushel. So he says, what's the mushel? So he says, the famous story with the arrows, that the king is walking in the forest and he sees that there's a bullseye on a tree and there's an arrow mamish right in the middle of the bullseye. He says, wow, there must be some really unbelievable archer. So he goes to the next tree. Every tree's got a perfect bullseye. So he's wondering, what happened? I got to get this guy into my army so he can shoot an arrow so perfectly. So he goes 20 trees and he sees there's a little kid standing by the last tree. And he sees we're carrying arrows. And he says, oh, this is it. This is the best archer in the history of the world. So he asked the little boy, how do you always hit the mark? So he says, it's very, very simple. He said, first I shoot the arrow, then I draw the circle around it. So Abdul, we're trying to figure out. That's what the Magid says. First I tell you, I have my Shtickl Torah, and then afterwards I figure out a story for Nagel into the Shtickl Torah. So that's the same thing here. So is 613 the starting point, or 613 the ending point? But it's generally assumed, even the Ramban himself, may ultimately conclude that there is a magic number 613. So the bottom line is, we have to get to that number. So how do you get to that number? So the Gemara has the Lashon, Tayag Mitzvahs Nemru L'Moshe Misinai. So the Rambam is quick to differ with those Rishonim. There were some before the Rambam who counted Dinim Derabbanan in the Cheshbon. Nearest Chanukah is one of the 630 bits, according to the Balach's Gedolah. So the Rambam says, that can't be. Nemru L'Moshe Misinai means Besinai. That doesn't mean in the days of the Cheshbon, it means Besinai. The Rambam is not telling you enough to light Nearest Chanukah. The Rambam also lit Nearest Chanukah, also wrote Hukos Chanukah, also said, Asher Kiddushon Mitzvah, it's one of Nearest Chanukah, and also believed that if you don't light Neir Hanukkah, then you're in violation of Lososar. So the Rambam was the biggest believer in Dinam Derabbanan more than anybody else. But Afal Pi Chein, the Rambam says that's not called Nemar L'Moshe B'Sinai. Then the Rambam has another Chiddush. The Rambam writes, what if you have Dinim that are derived from Drushas, that are derived from Kavachaymes, derived from Svar, things that appear in Chazal that are what we call colloquially Dinam Derais? These are Dinam in a Torah, but it's not a Pasuk Beferish in Chumash. It's not even a pure halacha Moshe Messina, Ish Pesha and Moshe Rabbeinu. It's something that Chazal figured out based on the tools, the mechanisms of the Yud Gimel Midrash Shana and Dershes Behem. When Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu the Torah, he gave him the Torah Shebichtav, word for word, Torah Shebichtav. He gave him the list of Torah Shebichtav, the list of halacha Moshe Messina. He gave him the interpretations of the Psukim, the Perish Mekubalim Sinai, and Esrog is an Esrog, and Tefillin are four boxes. He gave him all the Perish HaMitzvahs, and then he also gave him the tools and the mechanisms to derive new halachas, when new questions come up. The Kavachaymez, and the Midishat HaRishas Behem, the Matzinos, Hakeshim, Smichos, Svaras, etc., all the different tools that Chazal used for Torah Shebichtav. So the Rambam writes that even though all those tools are authentic and all the dinim that are ultimately derived from them are true, and one has to observe them, and if you don't, you have misal tzokin ma'amrei. But the Rambam says you can't say about them nemar l'Moshe b'Sinai, because the details were not given in Har Sinai. The klalim, the way to extrapolate those details, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is expecting us to follow those details, but that's not called nemar l'Moshe. That's the Rambam's nuance of a distinction. This is not enough to say for a mitzvah. And therefore the Rambam writes that when I count minyan ha-mitzvahs, I'm going to be very, very careful only to count those things that are either mamish, balaka, and white, befeish, and tarsha b'chsav, or an outright clear ish repish ad Moshe Rabbeinu, this is the Kavanas HaTorah of the tarsha b'chsav. Short of that, it's not going to go into the minyan ha-mitzvahs. That's what the Rambam develops, as you say. So then the Behuda writes in a Shuva, he thinks that's the answer to the secret of the Lashon HaRambam. That's why he says that Behuda, of course the Rambam held that by Rav Motzei starts at Chatzai. So you can't argue with that Rambam. How can you read that Rambam any differently? How can you finagle and question to the Rambam? He means, at Chatzai, you become a candidate for by Rav Motzei in 6 hours from now. Allah Yitachin Devarkas, it can't be. So what does it mean? Of course it means you're over by Rabbi Matzi right away. So why does the Rambam leave that out in his introduction to the mitzvahs? The answer is, when the Rambam gives that introduction, that koteret, that intro to the mitzvahs, that's a shortened version of Sefer Mitzvahs. That's what it is. Sefer Mitzvahs was a longer Sefer that the Rambam wrote, where he quotes, it's not just a long Sefer Mitzvahs. The Rambam quotes every single mitzvah, and then gives you 10, 15, 20 lines about the basic tzura, the basic dinim that revolve around that mitzvah, and then moves on to the next mitzvah. It is, in Mishneh Torah, he is in a sense quoting himself and saying, I'm not going to give you a long-winded discussion in the introduction, because I'm about to write Mishneh Torah. So Mishneh Torah is a long, 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 long discussion of the mitzvah. Let me just give you the tamta. It's literally, it's the name of the chapter. That's what it is. The name of, this is what we're going to discuss. We're going to discuss mitzvah 27, whatever the number of the minyan mitzvah is. We're going to discuss mitzvah 316. That's the topic for today's shiur, says the Rambam. So when the Rambam introduces by saying, this is the topic, this is my snip from minyan mitzvahs, he's using the rules of minyan mitzvahs. He's using his understanding of what's called Nemar L'Moshe B'Sinai. Says in Nevi Yehuda, the fact that by Rabbi Matzi applies for 7 days, that's Nemar L'Moshe. The fact that there happens to also be a violation by Rabbi Matzah 6 hours before, that is not quite Nemar L'Moshe B'Sinai. That is the Gemara Pesachim Daf Yom Aleph. That's a drasha Tashbisa Achilek. We derived by Rabbi Matzah from Tashbisa. A lot of again. Wow, it's so not Nemar L'Moshe B'Sinai that the Rabbi says it's not even true. It means it's the Rambam's understanding of the Gemara in Pesachim that once we have the Tashbisa B'Peh, the Tashbisa was by Chatzais, then we can extrapolate the by Rabbi Matzah. The Rambam says, I believe it's true, and therefore in Mishneh Torah, when I'm telling you dinim, in Mishneh Torah the job is to tell you all the dinim. The dinim deraisa, the dinim derabanan, the drushas, the ish revision of Mashur Beinu. Mishneh Torah is telling you what all the dinim Torah. That's the goal of Mishneh Torah. The introduction to the mitzvahs is not that. The introduction to the mitzvahs is to give you a quick reference point to say for our mitzvahs. This is the name of the mitzvah we're going to discuss. So says it in Yehuda, when the Rambam's quoting himself from Sefer Mitzvahs, he's not going to say Shalom Chum, it's called Shiva V'Mechza. Because that's not true. The Mechza part is not Nemar L'Moshe B'Sinai. The Mechza part is Drashas, it's true, but it's the second category of Teshuvah Pesach. State in the Yehuda. No, I didn't say Derabban. It's Deraisa. It's like all the other Deraisas of Kavachaymas and Svaras, etc. So it's that middle category, so to speak. It's not a real Derabbanon. It's not like there's Hanukkah, but it's not like Esrik, so to speak. It's somewhere in the middle.
With
Kares? Well, it's never Kares, but everybody says never Kares. Will be Malkus here? I think so. If and when you can have Malkus by Rabbi Matzah, according to the Rabbi. You may be wondering why the Nevi Yehuda seems to be so focused on this topic. And I mean, there's so much to say about this. We spent so much time yesterday and Wednesday talking about the Nevi Yehuda with the Shoyal about when exactly Tashbisu is. Is it after Chatzos? Before Chatzos? Does it continue through Chol HaMoed? Because Chometz is there. And he's focusing so much on the status of Chometz Erev Pesach in the afternoon. I've had a whole other tshuva, a whole discussion, a whole Arichus Devarim, and a Diak and a Rambam with the Raivin, with the Magi Mishnah, back and forth. We pass like the Rambam, no pass like the Rambam. The Nevi Yehuda seem to be so concerned about this. So why is this? My high, of all people, the Nevi Yehuda got so tense about this. So, first of all, the Nevi Yehuda discussed everything, but the reason why the Nevi Yehuda has so much to say about this topic is because, if everyone could just mute, please, if it's possible just to mute. The Nevi Yehuda wasn't just a Rashibi, he was a Rav of Prague. He had to deal with real, live shilas. The Yehuda was presented the following shaila, a very potentially expensive shaila, that the Yehuda had to deal with, and his response to the shaila is what led him to have this whole discussion. It's a back and forth that he had with another rabbi, another shayel, and the shaila revolves on Bamashim Meisachachachoyim. There was a person who was very, very sick on Erev Pesach in the morning, and the last thing in anybody's mind was Mechiras Chometz. This fellow probably was very wealthy, had a lot of schnapps and other Chometz. And they forgot, it went right by everybody. No, nobody remembered the Bechiras Chometz. But 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Erev Pesach, the person was Nifter. And again, the last thing, nobody remembered the Schnapps yet, the Chometz. So the day after Yom Tov, all of a sudden, Just if it's possible, just to mute it. It's impossible. It's very hard to hear. So the day after Pesach, all of a sudden the Yershim start to take stock of the father's Yerusha. They're, oh my goodness, we got barrels of schnapps here that are all chas v'shalom chomish over Pesach. That's thrown into the garbage. So the question was sent to the Rebbe Yehuda. So I don't know whether this story happened in Prague or somewhere else. It ended up at the Rebbe Yehuda's table to Shaila. So what's the Shaila? What's the suffering? It's a no-brainer. Chomish lo v'pesach. Even if you're shaking, chomish lo v'pesach b'di'evet is a huge problem. It's also about, no, you have to spill everything out. So the Rebbe says, wait a second. The Gemara says in Pesachim that the only reason why chomish lo v'pesach is asar b'ano is as a knas, as a penalty for violation of b'yirovei matzah. Let's be very, very careful here and analyze who, if anybody, violated b'yirovei matzah. So your initial reaction is, what do you mean? The Yorshim had this comment for the last 7 days, the last 8 days. Aren't they a violation by Rabbi Matzai? No. Because by the time they received this Chometz Biyarusha, it was already technically Asa Bahana. Because Chometz becomes Asa, we're going to talk about it a little bit later, next week, and then a lot more as the Shirim go on. Technically, after Chatzos, it's most probably Asa Bahana. A davar also b'no is very questionable whether it can even go b'Yerusha. It's not the big machlokes of Rashi, but Rabbi Chaim is showing him, is it even shaykh the parish of Yerusha on dvarim which are asur b'no? So it's very possible that the Yerushim didn't violate by Rabbi Matzai because it wasn't theirs. They never were typing it. It never became their property, so they never violated by Rabbi Matzai. So the question is, wait a second, forget about the Yerushim. What about the father? Wasn't the father over by Rabbi Matzai? So now the Rebbe says, depends. If the father never would have waited till after Tzeis to die, then we would have thrown all the schnapps. If he would have died by the Leil HaSeder, then Choladeis, it would have been Chometz, Sheava, Pesach, it would have been a violation by Rabbi Matzai, even if he only over for 1 second. He was over by Rabbi Matzai for 1 second, as Beshegi, but in this, the guy never said a coma, he doesn't know, doesn't matter. He had a Jew on Chometz on Pesach, it was his moment, his Chometz. Chometz is also banal, you have to throw all the chametz out. But that's not what happened. The father jumped the gun. The father died Erev Pesach, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So since the father died on Erev Pesach, now we have to be done. Did anybody violate by Rabbi Matzah? So the Yerushim are not candidates of by Rabbi Matzah because it could be by the time they got the chametz, it was already also banal, so they were never Yerush in the first place. But the father may or may not have violated by Rabbi Matzah. He says in a bit, it depends on Hashayla. Maybe all like the Ravid, Shivas Yom Ksiv, they did it, he never violated by Rabbi Matzah, then the Chometz is salvageable. But if you hold like the Rambam, then you're in big trouble. Because if you hold like the Rambam, then we have to really push comes to shove, figure out what is the Rambam Shita. Does the Rambam say you're violating by Rabbi Matzah Chatzos? So it's not just an academic theoretical discussion now. So if you learn the Rambam, like the Ravid learned the Rambam, like the Rebbe is suggesting to learn the Rambam, that the Rambam says you're over by Rabbi Matzah Chatzos. It's just that the Rambam held, for technical, stylistic, literary reasons, he's not going to put it into the koteret, into the introduction to say from mitzvahs to the minna mitzvahs. He's going to delete the phrase from Chatzos. But it doesn't mean that for halachic reasons it doesn't exist. So if that's Pshat in the Rambam, then this Shaila is now Machlekes Rambam and the Ravid. If the Pshat in the Rambam is the other way, like the Magen Mishnah saying that nobody really says you're over by Rambam Tzeh Chatzos, so then even according to the Rambam, this Chometz will be Mutter. Now Rashi says it. Rashi for sure holds you're over in Chatzos. But maybe if you have a Rambam and a Ravid against the Rashi, maybe you could be Makel. So that was the topic of the Rebbe this Tshuva. So this was, again, no longer just an academic, Kola Boker in the middle of Chodesh Shvat. This was thousands of, I'm not sure what the currency was in Prague, and then rubles, I think it was Russia, it was Czechoslovakia. You never really know which country belongs to who in the middle. I remember, I think my grandmother, Shalom, told me she was once on a train in Poland, and all of a sudden the train pulls over, and new soldiers get on and say that we just changed borders, that there was just a new treaty, that we're in a new country now. So things where you never know exactly who was where in those couple hundred years in Europe. So, but somewhere in the middle of Prague, so this is worth an awful lot of money. And the Rebbe is trying to be done about the diuk in the slush in Ramanan. So the Rebbe, if I'm not mistaken, at the end of the tshuva suggests that maybe it's a machlekes. Probably is a machlekes rishonim. So if we're paskening about Rabbi Motzei Shaila, which is a deraisa shaila, we have to be much more machmer. Here, it's not enough kavina anymore. Pesach is over. to nafkamina on a level of the rabbanon, like I be the knas of our Rabbi Bata, should we penalize the chametz and make the chametz asbana? So maybe we have a right to say that vis-a-vis the din der rabbanon of chametz rovepes, which is not the most chametic din der rabbanon in the first place. So maybe we have a right to say that since now we're only being done vis-a-vis a din der rabbanon, so then maybe yesh lachol, then maybe a sveik der rabbanon lekula, so to speak, and we can rely on the ravid and rely on the possibility maybe the Rambam agrees, and like it's a Rashi and there's something in the Rambam. So maybe it could be a little bit more makele. It's a fascinating lemaise application of all the lumdus that we're talking about now. So the bottom line is, at Chatzos, a lot of things are happening. Chatzos is impacting on Teshbisu, whether it's impacting as the beginning of the mitzvah, the end of the mitzvah, someone in the middle of the mitzvah. So that's, we discussed earlier in the week. What the implications offered by Rabbi Matzei depends on what we're talking about now. But hopefully, B'ez Hashem, next week, we'll continue with the last part of this sugya, is that does Chatzos, does it have any effect whatsoever on the Isser Achilas Chametz? We've been talking about the Isser of owning Chametz, and the Mitzvah Zassi of destroying Chametz. Is there any Nafkamino Dina at Chatzos vis-a-vis the Mitzvah's Achila, the Isser of Achilas Chametz, and how much of that stems from the word Tashbisu as well? So hopefully, B'ez Hashem, next week, we'll try to pick up on this. How much you have in mind to watch your Chris? I tell you, when you see the word Tashbisu, you gotta get the.
Where
the
son doesn't inherit, it's not
against Rishos. Nope, not so simple. Not so simple. Like it's the place Rishos, the Rashman, it's a shy at the passage of Rishos, it's something that's also about now.
In general, can you have in mind that
we're gonna have to. Another reporter.
Yeah,
put this away.
In general, can you have in mind something
that
you have to do?